This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. At least 63 people died in 2020 because of domestic violence in Colorado, according to a new statewide report. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The report from the Domestic Violence Fatality Review Board found a strong connection between domestic violence deaths and housing insecurity. It also found that rural areas saw a higher risk of domestic violence deaths due to geographic isolation and a lack of transportation and resources. The report's authors recommend improving economic stability and better research into teen dating violence. They also recommended better enforcement of treatments and restrictions for offenders released from jail. The report included the deaths of partners, bystanders, and abusers. Suicides accounted for a quarter of deaths. Firearms were the most commonly used weapon. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
In Eagle County, masks will no longer be required in most indoor public spaces starting Tuesday. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Eagle County started requiring masks in all indoor public spaces in December when the Omicron surge first hit. Now the number of daily COVID-19 cases has fallen, though the test positivity rate remains high, around 36%. Masks will no longer be required in Eagle County high schools, but they will be required through Friday for preschool through middle school facilities, as well as daycares. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A southern Colorado landmark has been damaged by fire. Cano's Castle in Antonito includes a pair of towers built from volcanic stone and scavenged metal. A recent fire did not damage the towers, but destroyed part of the home of their creator, Dominic Espinosa. Mostly sunny across Colorado today. It turns cloudy tomorrow, and there's a chance for snow by Wednesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.